Restaurant consultant John drives to work, but he takes time for a daily walk, either through Washington Park near his home or from his office to clients downtown. I end up walking a lot. It's easier than getting in my car and driving, especially downtown, said the 6-foot John, who at 280 pounds says walking is his main form of exercise. Hopefully, walking helps me keep my weight where it is. Colorado doctoral student Ray Browning and his colleagues studied 20 men and women of normal weight and 20 considered overweight as they walked set differences at different speeds. They found that fat people burned more calories walking at a slower pace for a longer time than walking at a faster speed. About 60 million Americans aged 20 or older are considered overweight, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. Their health care costs amount to about $100 billion a year, according to the American Obesity Association. Browning says vigorous exercise can decrease the risk of heart disease and other chronic illnesses, but a slow walk can help people stay active while easing the stress on their joints. Overweight adults are more at risk for a knee disease, which can cause painful stiffness. We're not at all advocating less physical activity or less vigorous activity. We're just saying slow walking might be a way to burn a few extra calories a week, said Browning.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. How does John go to work? Number 2. What did Ray Browning and his colleagues find? Number 3. How much does John weigh? Number 4. How many Americans are considered overweight? Number 5. Which of the statements is true about slow walking?